Day 14, Prevailing Courage. Let's look at two scriptures. Firstly, from 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 8. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Achiah, the son of Oded, the prophet, he took courage. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin and from the towns he had captured in the hills of Ephraim, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temples. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. You are made to overcome and obtain your promises. Too often we feel that the promises of God are just like carrots dangled out in front of our lives to motivate us to be good, and that will always just move beyond our reach. But this is not the true picture. However, it does take courage to keep believing during extended times of delay. As expressed in this thought by Marianne Redmacher, courage does not always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. Asa needed the trigger of this prophetic word to stir his determination to see something change in the landscape of his nation. These prophetic words prompted him to take a stand, so he removed the idols from the land and was motivated to re-establish a godly lifestyle. Today, take a moment to remember some of the prophetic words that you have received and let them stir you to a fresh hope and action. God is able to speak to you and help you overcome every obstacle and get you to the right place at the right time. Here is a testimony from Brenda. It started when you came to Oregon, she writes, in May, and spoke at our women's conference. It had been tight for us financially this past year, but my husband encouraged me to go. I did go, and the words you spoke were everything I needed to hear. But when you shared that you had written a new book called Eat the Word, Speak the Word, something leapt in me, but I knew I did not have enough money for it. And then I saw you signing the ladies' books, and I thought, I would love you to sign one for me and speak into my life, but I had no money to buy it. Then last week, a dear friend came over to spend a couple of days with me, and I mentioned to her that you had this new book, and she offered to buy one for each of us. That was on Thursday morning. On Thursday evening, we were praying for each other, and God gave me a direct word for her for this season of her life, and she spoke an encouraging word to me. Well, the very next morning, we had to drive to her house to collect something, and the box from Heartcry was waiting. Our books from you had arrived the very next day. That is unheard of. We opened the box, and I randomly handed my friend a book and then took one for myself. To our great surprise, you had signed both of them. But what you didn't know is that the words you had written in each book were identical to the words that we had just spoken over each other the evening before. I don't know when you signed these books, but I know God used you to confirm a direct word into our lives, and it gave us such hope. So today, awaken those words of prophecy and encourage yourself in his word. God has spoken, he will do it, and you will overcome. So let's pray together. So Father, I thank you for every word that you've spoken into my life. Give me a new sense of confidence so that I can trust each promise will come forth into reality. Help me overcome every sense of doubt and fear. Give me a new determination that you will not let go of your promises. I receive your courage to stand and believe that I am made to overcome in the midst of every trouble. Thank you for the courage to see victory even when life is tough. Help me overcome. Amen.